Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, guys? Don't forget to sub to Patreon so that you can see the visuals. Because not only do we have episodes of the podcast, we have exclusive content that nobody else sees on any other apps, behind the scenes, photo shoots, and we're dropping a whole bunch of surprising stuff this year. So if you guys don't want to miss out and you want to be the first to know, go over to our Patreon, www.dumbblondeunrated.com. Love ya. Is this thing on?
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
Yeah. Are you bitches ready?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. One, two, three. What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? We are back, baby. We are nearing the end of the season, and I'm kind of excited about it because next season's going to be fun. But today on the podcast, we're doing a Q&A, and I've got none other than fucking my little ride or dies, Memer Lou, and Haley, not Bailey, Haley, my makeup artist. For some reason, you guys seem to think that Mimi and Haley are my kid, and they are not. Mm-mm.
Nope,
they're
nope.
Grown women who have their own fucking lives going on.
Jelly's not our father.
Nope. Yeah. I mean, we can all call Jelly daddy, though.
Okay. All right.
What's up, guys? What are you doing?
Yeah, just chilling. About to eat some salad.
Oh, I can't wait. So I haven't had a chopped salad in so long.
I love chopped.
I am ready to just fucking shit my brains out. Every time I eat a salad, it makes me poop, and it just fucking feels so good.
Okay.
It's, I love that.
Grass.
It's the grass that does it. Haley, a lot of people were saying that they hope you talk more this episode and you come out of your shell.
Explain. We're going to explain that. They just said that I was going to be on the podcast and I had no clue we're talking about a serial killer from a movie that I did not watch.
Never mind that she had been in the conversations and in the room numerous fucking times.
I don't remember that.
You were.
So I just sat there quietly. Yeah, I was just like, I want to jump out, but I don't know what
jelly to my peanut butter.
Haley's in her own little world always.
Yeah,
the daily Haley.
What are you doing, Mimi? How are you feeling?
I feel like a 50-year-old lady who smoked Pall Malls for the past 30 years. I'm rough, man. Tennessee weather sucks.
Yeah. Jay was saying that because we had flown to the West Coast and like he was feeling great. Mm-hmm. Everything was fine. As soon as we got home, boom, sinusitis.
Yeah, because it's
feels
like 40
shit.
Degrees one day and 90 the next.
Yeah. Well, no, he's been having a really hard time with it. And I fucking thought I was fucking having an aneurysm the other day because my sinuses were so bad.
Mm-hmm. It was in your eye.
I've never felt pain like that before. It was behind my eye, on the side of my eye, fucking in my temple. Like, it was like singled out pain, which was really fucking
Jason
weird.
Jason said, because he's struggling with it too, it's the top of his head. And he can't tell if it's us from coughing so much he pulled a muscle in his skull or what.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I hate that. When I was sick with fucking tuberculosis, it felt like the other fucking few months ago.
People are gonna take that serious.
I was so sick. If it wasn't COVID, I don't know what the fuck it was.
It's not tuberculosis.
It was fucking 6 weeks long that I was sick. And I was coughing so much that my ribs felt bruised.
That's what he said. His chest.
Yeah, it's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, I think it's a new strain.
Guess what today is? Today is the anniversary of me getting my implants out.
No shit.
Yeah, it's been 4 years.
4 years?
Yep. A lot of people want me to touch base on my explant journey, so I figured why not we could dive into it a little bit. Because Mimi, you were there for that too.
I was. Yeah, it was the first time I bonded with Jay. We went to lunch together at some, I don't know, breakfast spot, and he just sat there quietly, and I sat there quietly.
That's bonding with my husband.
And then he'd pick up his phone every once in a while. Yeah. But he was really nervous. Like, the whole time that you were in surgery, I've never seen it. And now knowing him a lot better than I did back then, he was so nervous.
Aww.
He sat there and his leg was just shaking the whole time. He kept, like, every time someone would walk out, he'd, like, look back and see if it was your doctor. It was really sweet.
Aww. Yeah. So, okay. I had my tits done in 2006. And I remember going into the doctor and I wanted my boobs done, and because I got my boobs done because I caught one of my boyfriends watching porn, and it was like these big titty fucking blondes, and I was like, well, I want to be what he wants. Women, never get your fucking tits done to ever make a man want you more. Ever. If I could teach you guys anything in my fucking wise years, it's fuck these dudes. Do it for yourself. If you want to fucking get your boobs done because you want that cleavage and you want that look, do it for yourself. Don't do it because a man made you feel like you're less than thou. So anyways, I got my boobs done in 2006. And I remember whenever I was going in to get my boobs done, the doctor fucking gave me that Twilight shot. You fucking feel glorious. Whenever
what is a Twilight shot?
I don't know. It's like Valium fucking, like, it's just a bunch of shit that just makes you fucking feel so good. Like, it's is like the best feeling.
Through space.
Yeah. No, it's like, but you feel great. Like, you are ready to party. Like, it is a fucking blast in a glass, let me tell you. And I was so lit that I looked at the doctor. I grabbed him by a scruff and I was like, hey. Oh God. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, pump him up. As soon as I go in, right? So I had started out with like a small B and I was going to a D. I ended up coming out a double D. My tits were
huge.
Those
were only double Ds.
Those were double Ds, but we'll get to that. So they were double Ds. They were big Ds when I first started. And then after the first year, when you get your boobs done, women always need, I'm just really trying to put you guys up on game here. I'm not trying to sway your decision on fake boobs at all. But when you first get your boobs, they are beautiful. They're perky. They're everything that you want. Well, as you age and as you gain weight, so do your tits. So, and a lot of women don't realize that your boobs come in later on in life. So like my mom, when I told her I got my boobs done, she's waiting.
Still waiting.
Yeah. So my mom told me, she's like, just wait, when you're older, your boobs are going to get fuller. And that's just because, you know, fat accumulates on the body and stuff like that. And I didn't believe her. Well, fucking fast forward to 10 years, my tits grew to a size E.
Your tittles were huge.
They were so big. They made me look matronly. They were fucking huge. It got to the point where, like, I couldn't even wear t-shirts without looking fat because my fucking shirts would stick out this far. And
I remember your before and after looked like you had, like, a weight loss surgery.
Yeah.
Almost. You were so, you went from, like, these ginormous titties to looking like a petite human.
Yeah, well, I love that. I don't know if me and petite ever go in the same sentence, but yeah. But yeah, so my tits fucking grew. But then also I started getting the worst fucking pain in my, I think it was my left one. I can't remember. My left one, and my left tit, you couldn't touch it. There was like lumps inside of it. I didn't know what was going on. And my left tit was like 2 to 3 times bigger than my right tit.
It was under your armpit and around. That's how big it would get.
Yeah, no, it would like swell up some days. Like if I showed my underboob, you would see like my tit was bigger on one side. Like
you
it
sent
was,
me a picture one time in Vegas, and you were like, "I know this is weird, but does one tit look bigger than the other?" And I was like, significantly.
Massively.
And it was around your period every time.
Yeah. But I was in pain 24/7. I never had back pain. I've never understood when the girls say that they get their boobs done and they have back pain, mm-hmm. because I'm like, I'm built like a fucking linebacker. So fucking, I never had the back pain. Thank God. But I did get the fucking tit pain.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out. And also, you know, BII is a huge thing. And I don't ever like to say that I had breast implant illness, but I had a lot of shit going on that is under the umbrella of breast implant illness. I was never diagnosed with it, but I mean, like, my anxiety was out of control, fatigue, couldn't lose weight. Like, there were so many things that were going on. So there were so many factors, and I just hated the way I looked too. And I was just like, you know what? I want small perky titties again. That's what I'm doing. Point blank period. And I can't stand this pain anymore. So I got him explanted by Dr. Tirola in Murfreesboro in Tennessee. He's fucking amazing. If you're going to explant, ladies, the best advice I could give you is go to a microsurgeon, because you will have, your scars will be extremely minimal. Like, I have scarring, but you can barely see it. Like, you can see it around my nipples, which I'm getting them tattooed slowly. But other than that, I don't have those big ankle scars that look like anchor. I don't have those big anchor scars that look like, you know, the hooks and stuff like that. Because I've seen some.
Oh, it's rough.
Yeah. And those women, I feel my heart breaks for them because, you know, they didn't go to a microsurgeon. But I got my implants taken out and I got a lift. So now I never had fat transfer to my tits yet, but I might, you know, in the future. I'm definitely not above that. But it's the best thing I ever did. I love the way fake tits look. I think they're gorgeous. Want to fucking suck on them when I see them. But for me, I think just having natural perky boobies is the way to go. So somebody had asked me that question. And I was like, you know what?
Explain what happened to one, like why you had that pain when he opened you up.
So we come to find out, I posted this picture too, and I'll give it to Jason to put in the podcast on the screen so you guys can see it. My implant somehow folded in half inside of my body, and scar tissue started growing around the implant because your body is automatically going to protect you no matter if it's helpful or not. So the scar tissue ended up being a surgery an extra hour because the scar tissue was almost bigger than the implant.
Yeah, it was like a plate, size of a plate.
It looked like a huge lobster claw.
Yeah.
Of just meat. Yeah. And the scar tissue was making me sick. That's what was making me not feel good.
You were constantly, like, your body was constantly trying to fight that implant.
Literally. It was so bad. So, you know, just so you guys know, before you get breast implants, there's always that to take into consideration. And like I said, and then
you found the implants, like, what, a year later?
Mm-hmm.
And they had all grown mold on the inside?
Yep. I had a fucking TikTok that went viral because I had left my implants in, like, a drawer. And I pulled them out and there was just mold floating around in them.
Mm-hmm.
It was so gross, which of course it's outside of the body, but imagine if that can happen outside of the body, what can happen inside your body? Yeah. And mine were saline. They weren't silicone. So
wild.
Yeah. So just wanted to dive into that. Sorry, I took up a good, you know, chunk of the
I think everyone wanted to know,
intro, but I've never really talked about it other than I do have vlogs on my YouTube, BunnyXO YouTube. If you go and search around
back,
like 2019, I have like why I'm getting my implants out. I have the day of the surgery. You guys will see Mimi in that vlog too. Yeah. And that's, you were recording that vlog back then.
I did. Yeah. I made that whole vlog.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah. No, it's crazy to think back to that time, how far we've grown.
Insane.
It's fucking insane.
It's been a long ride, guys.
Yeah.
That's like a number one asked question. It's like,
how did we meet?
Yeah. How did we become the threesome that we are?
The three best threesome. Friends that anybody ever had. The threesome. The menagerie.
I like it.
I'll let you guys kick it off because I just did a whole fucking spiel. But how did we meet? We
talked about this before.
You met first, so you tell.
Yeah, no, everyone asks. I'm not joking. I was even on live this morning and people were like, how did you meet Bunny? I tell everyone I slid in her DMs.
She did.
And if
she
you
was
go
trying
on,
to get the pussy.
Yeah. If you go on one of the episodes of Meet the D-Ford, me and Haley actually go through like our whole journey of how we met, and we find the original post. But I did comment on a like selfie I think of you, and I was like, I really want to do your hair. Yeah, I scrolled all the way back and I was like, I really want to do your hair. And so then we began DMing. So I like to say I slid in your DMs, and she sent me Bailey, and she was like, I'm gonna make you do Bailey's hair, which was like, Bailey was 8 years old at the time, and she wanted to like completely transform her hair into like greens, blues, and pinks.
Yep.
And as I was doing it, Jay FaceTimes her and he was like, so we can just take it out right after and she'll look exactly the same, right? And I was like,
no. Yeah, we had to like really talk Jay into that because she was 8 and he just wasn't into hair color then at that time.
And it's been crazy ever since. That child has gone through every hair color you could possibly imagine.
She wants to do an undercut now. I'm like,
oh Lord.
I'm like, you know
she
what?
Could use it though. She's got curly hair And if people don't like really get in there and like detangle the shit out of their hair, it still happens to me. I get those little dreadlocks underneath and it hurts. Mm. I just don't like undercuts because I'm a texture person and I don't like the feeling of it. But she's got enough hair for it. But
oh, it'll grow back fast.
And then after I did Bailey, she was like, oh, you don't suck. So I'm going to make an appointment with you. And it's been love ever since.
I think one thing I loved about Mimi too was she was from the West Coast. Mm-hmm. So that really was,
I think,
like,
that's what we initially like began bonded talking over. About. And yeah. I was like, hey, I'm not actually from here. And you're like, thank God.
Yeah. I'm like, these Tennessee bitches are fucking
and when
crazy.
Bunny came to me, her bangs were about this big. And chemical she was cut. Wearing a bang clip-in.
Yep.
It was a 2-inch clip in that she kept in her purse.
Yeah. For listen, you gotta say admit, as bad as my hair was, it always looked fabulous.
Always. Yeah.
I am the definition of fake it till you make it.
Bro, and then she was like, hey, I don't want to come to your salon anymore. Can you just come to my house? And I was like, done. And then you invited me to a photo shoot with I don't know, a photographer one time at your house.
Well, we had started working together. You know, once you started doing my hair, then we started branching off kind of doing photo shoots together. Yes. And one fucking makeup artist put red lipstick on me.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
It was awful.
And I was like, this is not the vibe I'm going for. And we were just in the fucking market for a makeup artist.
Because
like,
you were still doing your own
in
between as we did photo shoots.
Yeah. And I was just like, I just need a makeup artist so that we can elevate my pictures to the next level. Yeah. And I had a videographer, we won't say any names, but I had a videographer and he was like, hey, my girl Haley really wants to do your face. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I went and I looked at her profile and I was like, oh, she's fucking great. I was like, she doesn't suck. So me and Mimi invited her to our first photo shoot.
Yeah, you slid in my DMs. I think I scrolled all the way up till I found that first DM.
Yeah, what did I say?
I don't even remember. Like, hey, I had it screenshotted. I'll find it.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, like, I want to do a photo shoot and use you and kind of like go from there and
test you out.
The very test ready.
Yeah. Listen, I let everybody know up front, this is not permanent. Mm-hmm. I will never talk to you again if you fuck this up.
She really won't.
And we got so true. Now
we
that
got
I know
kicked out of our first photo shoot.
The first two.
Yeah. The first two photo shoots, we got kicked out of where we were at.
Same guy.
It's so funny because people tell me now that my image is too sexual. Like, brands will not work with me and designers will not work with me because they say you're too sexual. And I'm just like, did you see me 3 years ago?
Yeah.
That's really, my fucking Instagram, I have more clothes on than I've ever had.
And I oiled every inch of your body. Every shoot.
Oh, yeah, dude, remember? We used to fucking...
That oil. We would leave oil marks everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, one time you did this Pam, and then you were like, I'm not ever spraying you with Pam again, because you just became
glistening.
You know, you're buttery.
And I think my hair, like got all in
like
it.
Your hair
and it
was just like stick, and it would just become wet. Yeah. And so then you got that oil.
Yeah. The Patrick Ta shimmering oil.
Oh, we love that shit. I still love it. But yeah, so we got kicked out the first two because we were working with a photographer who would lie to us and tell us that
these were his places.
Yeah, that these were his locations and they really weren't. And so some lady was like, fucking get her vagina off the counter. And I literally was like in a panty and bra set, you know. I'm from Vegas. This is like the only thing I know how to do is pose in lingerie and fucking, you know, bikinis. And still to this day, I will wear a fucking bikini on fucking social media if I want to, because nobody else fucking Brittany Aldean wears a bikini and nobody says, oh my God, you're a horrible fucking role model for your kids. But I wear a bikini and it's like, oh, this fucking whore's at it again. You know, shout out Brittany. We love you. But Jesus Christ, it's like, come on. Like, they pick and choose who they want to pick on.
Most definitely.
But I'm going to rock the bikini no matter fucking what, dude.
Batty Winkle. That's going to be you.
What is it?
Batty Winkle when you get older.
For sure.
Love her.
Blinged out cat suits when I'm 84 years old.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fucking trolling for Cabana Boys. I can't wait.
The accuracy.
It's gonna be so fucking awesome. I'm excited about it. All right, well, we got some questions
so we
answer.
Asked the Patreons, Patreon only. This is always exclusive to Patreon
because we love our Patreon hoskies
and
broskies.
We also started, if you're not in it already, you should be, The top tier Patreon has their own private chat with us, and all three of us are in there talking. So you guys get to have one-on-ones with us. But we asked our Patreons to, you know, Q&A it up. And you guys came with some hitters.
Okay, let's start with the easy. What is Bunny's lip liner combo?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody wants to know that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
NYX Cosmetics Nude Truffle Lip Liner. Even though they changed the formula.
Yeah, I'm wearing their
very very upset about that. We had an original and we lost it on the bus. I think I got it.
That's what I'm wearing.
So you hid it from me. Okay. So use Nude Truffle. And then I use like it's like a KKW lip liner. But it's limited edition and you can't get it anymore. So
when that runs out, what are you doing?
Trying to find something else. But for
why
now...
Why is it everything we love always gets discontinued?
Always.
Is fucking... That has been the story of my life.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite perfume?
Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I use Essence Clear Gloss. Literally just clear. She has like a really pretty like natural lip color. So I feel like...
It's the same color as my pussy hole. God.
Okay. Well, that'll do it.
Mm-hmm. That was our text last night when she said that my sauce for my tacos looked like her pussy.
I was eating the sauce.
Hold on. Before you guys try to paint me like I'm the creep, first of all, okay, the shit that fucking we send each other all day long in our DMs is like, we would get canceled
at the gates. Like in front of Jesus and he's like, did you send this?
No, literally. So we have this thing where we try to like gross each other out the most.
Is that what it is?
That's literally indirectly what it is.
The feet in the Crocs the other day and like whatever it was splooged out of the Crocs.
Hers is always shitting ones.
Yeah. Why do you like always poop so much?
It's on my fucking feed. I don't go searching like for it.
Yeah.
No, because I'm always sending it to you guys.
So that's why.
Yeah.
Mine is like people getting hurt now. Like people working out and something snapping.
Oh, no. I can't deal with that.
She fucking jigged the other day.
I can't deal with that.
Is that I don't know. That's like literally that and like fatal car accidents.
Oh my God.
People chopping their like arms off. Like that's my Instagram.
How is that on Instagram? But I get flagged if I show butt crack.
Mm. No, there's terrible stuff on Instagram. I don't know how to turn that off, but I kind of like don't want to.
Oh my God. You're so fucking sadistic, you sadistic
gross
bitch.
Mm. Anyways, Jenna wants to know what our favorite gum flavor is.
It depends on what I'm wearing.
I know. I had to ask that question because I knew that Haley was going to come out with this right now. Wow. You guys, I'm not even joking. I'll be like, hey, Haley, you want some gum? And she'll be like, what color is it?
Yeah.
It has to be that like neon greenish yellow or like that like kind of neon blue.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you the truth, it makes your teeth look whiter. White gum makes your teeth always look yellower.
Like buttery yams.
Or like darker. Because white yams. Gum, like bright white gum will always look whiter.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it makes your teeth look less white.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, how's your teeth so white? And really, it's just my lip combo and gum. And I brush them. But that'll do it.
Well, that'll do it.
But it's, what brand is that? Extra?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Extra green or blue.
Mm-hmm. We love that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on to you.
Should we talk about your OCD though with gum?
Oh, bro, you guys, I swear. So Bunny will not unless she sees the gum being opened from the original package. I'm not probably talking, not even I'm then. Not even talking.
I will literally be like, I just opened this. She'll be like, nah, I didn't see watch it.
No. I don't know. It's just a weird tick I have. Also with like water bottle caps. Yeah. If it doesn't crack.
She does a little thing with her thumb right there.
Yeah.
Right
there. If it doesn't crack or like the seal looks like it's broken, I'm not fucking drinking it. Listen, I did a lot of drugs in my past and I am fucking triggered by
shit. A lot of OCD.
Yeah.
Not the Ritz-Carlton selling water to their customers, but the cum in it. Did you repost that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't trust people, man. People are fucking weirdos.
There's a question I know I saw this a couple times about you hugging with your arms up. That has to do with your OCD too.
Yeah. Yes. I am constantly washing my hands. I don't like my hands to feel dirty. Yeah. I don't shake people's hands, and it's not because I'm rude or anything. And like sometimes people will go to shake my hand and I'll go fist bump because if somebody gets their sweat on my hand, I will think about it for hours.
She will.
I will obsess about it even after I wash my hands. Like I just don't like people's bodily fluids on me.
Or if someone spills something on her, she
which is crazy from an ex-hooker, you know, but it's like I think
I think that's what caused it.
Yeah,
I'll be honest, because you've already seen what has happened and what can happen versus people that don't know what to think forward of like what could happen, so the anxiety is not there.
Yeah, my OCD also shifts, so like I've gotten now I won't drink out of red Solo cups anymore. Mm-hmm. That I won't. I only drink out of glass bottles. Like, there's just like little weird.
Can we like totally address the fact that people think OCD is just a cleanly thing?
No,
that it's not what OCD means. Can we please normalize the fact that it is an obsessive compulsive disorder, which means you are obsessing over something specifically
intrusive thoughts.
It has nothing to do with whether your house is clean or not.
Mm-mm. Right. That is a form of OCD, but there's so many different forms of OCD. Mm-hmm. There's drug OCD, somebody who has a fear of getting drugged, which is what I have. Mm-hmm. There is one of them that I have. I also am a clean freak, which I've kind of let that go a little bit. Living with my husband, you have to. but there's the cleanliness one. There's sounds. Mm-hmm. People who get,
Or like people that like have to turn off a light switch till it feels good.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
Yeah. Like, that's a ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's an obsessive, it's an intrusive thought. Yeah.
And you have to until it feels right.
Suicidal ideation is a form of OCD. A lot of people don't know that. But when you are constantly thinking about on a loop of, I can't stop thinking about suicide or I want to kill myself or you think fucking weird thoughts, like that is an OCD loop. Mm-hmm. And absolutely. A lot of people don't know that. So, yeah. But, yeah. So, hugging people, I just, I can hug people that I love and that I know and that I trust, like Mimi, Haley. Like, I can hug them. No problem. My husband, of course. Bailey, stuff like that. But people that I don't know, like, I want to embrace them because I'm a hugger. That's why I always have my arms covered, too. Mm-hmm. I just can't skin to skin with people I don't know.
Yeah. Because it's an obsessive thought afterwards. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, do you want to ask a question?
Oh, hold on. Let me get my glasses on. I thought you guys were on a roll. What is the best adventure y'all have been on together? I mean, there's so many.
I don't know. Dude,
every day.
We're talking about years.
Yeah. I mean, there's just... I'm not one of those people who can single out a certain event.
Wait. One that literally made me, like, kind of forget about everything else and, like, just felt like we were, like, fine... Like, I don't know, but at the Nickelback concert, when we were all just like dancing and like singing together, like aww. That was just such like a
core memory.
Yeah. That is a core memory. But that's also because none of us were working.
That was the first time ever.
Yeah. That we none of us like, were working chilling. And we actually got to just go and be friends. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're friends and we're super fucking close, but we also work our asses off together, you know? Yeah. So we never get time to go and just enjoy each other.
That was a great time.
Which like typically like I would have been like filming you guys or you would have been but like we all were just like phones down like in the moment.
Yeah.
I loved that.
I think 2024 we should work on that.
Yeah, we should.
I didn't realize that until Haley just brought that up, but like we are constantly always
the only time we're together is when we work.
Yeah. Which is every fucking day.
Yeah. I feel like also I have like really good core memories with like each of you. Like our Mexico trip.
Yeah.
Was incredible. And then
you guys went to Mexico?
No.
Mexico, Florida.
Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
And then
about to get so mad
we drove through the hills of Vegas
That will always be a core memory for me. Yeah. We were like hanging out the sunroof and
just blasting our favorite song on repeat.
What about when you guys went to fucking Harry Potter World?
Oh my God. So I know I made a TikTok that like went a little viral that I was miserable. I was not, you guys. No, it was a funny TikTok that we made and we laughed the moment.
Sarcasm.
She loved the butterbeer.
I did. I really liked the butterbeer. I had a really, really great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we've all like had really cool like core memories together.
Me and you bumping Dolph down like Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. It was just me and you.
There's always just like little moments, but also I feel like we have been in each other's lives for such huge highlights too.
Absolutely.
You know, like the CMT Awards, fucking just the growth over the past 5 years with just our brand and just the business and like everything has just been
I think
insane.
That's what people don't realize is that we've been together since the beginning.
Yeah.
None of us came into this later on. It was very close that you and I came into her life.
Yeah.
And that all of this has been built truly and honestly since the beginning.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Aww.
Aww, I love I think it's why we all trust each other too.
Yeah.
Because we know no one's like trying to just like get over.
Yeah.
I think that's hard now bringing people into our lives because like I constantly think like, do you have an alternative
motive?
Yeah. Like I still don't trust our videographer. No offense, Andy. I love you to death. Andy. But it's like you have to put in time around me for me to really trust you.
Absolutely.
And even like when we were going through our shit with Haley, the dark days last year, like we knew that it was gonna be okay. Was I pissed at her? Was she pissed
at me? That's literally happened like maybe 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
Like we've had actual like fights like that.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's always due to lack of communication. Mm-hmm. And once we circle back and we talk
and
about it,
I think that's communication with anyone. Yeah. It just makes you so stronger. So much stronger.
Yeah. For absolutely. Sure.
I think having that open line of communication, and it did take those, you know, a couple times to make that line of communication so much stronger, if anything, is only in the end going to make us all so much closer.
Our salads are here. Does anybody want to grab them off the porch?
Sure.
I think the intro to this needs to be her farting and
did we
asking,
get that on camera?
Yeah.
And nice. Asking, how do you feel about that?
Oh God.
Where she goes, crunchy bread.
No.
You haven't seen the crunchy bread lately?
No. No, I just fucking finally got the I love meat lady meat sticks off my fucking FYP.
It's big. Look who it is. Is of it course it's one? Gonna no I mean look it's of course it's gonna be on her feed because I feel like she says shit like that
I know I'm like well, this lady's going viral for shit I say every day. All right, get choked during sex or told how beautiful you are. How about get choked and told how beautiful you are while you're being choked?
Shit about what I look like.
Finger down the throat. Okay.
Spit on me. I love it. Just get
fucking disgusting. Bust my lip open.
I can't do. I can't do the spit.
From somebody whose fucking semen you swallow?
Yep. Can't do it.
What is the difference?
I don't know.
One comes out of mouth, one comes out of penis.
Yeah, that's exactly what there's dick and mouth. I can't do the spit for some reason.
I do. I love it. Spit on my titties. I'll fucking just rub it all
maybe
over.
That but not spit in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the mouth spit either. If it's
that's
like
what
a,
we're
no
about.
Yeah
I'm
no.
Not doing it.
No, I can't.
No,
I spit it all
it.
Just keep it to yourself. I get just thinking about it I'm getting real weak.
Choke me, spank me, pull my hair, motherfucker, let's go.
Oh my God.
Haley, did you find dick on tour? Yep.
I was gonna say no comment on
yep
that.
She got that. Some dickums.
I got to watch.
You did not get to watch. Oh.
Okay.
Wait a second. What did you watch? Was it in the bunk? The bunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I could be a part of that.
You did. You had to grab my boob, too.
She was like, give me your hand.
Okay, but can we talk about the smelly feet?
No one knows who it was.
We're not going to say who it was.
We're not.
But all I know is Haley brought a dude on the bus to fucking have some fun time with. And in a bus, you have a very small area that you have to share with other people. And I got up in the middle of the night to get something. And fucking all I smelled was stankonia. And I'm not talking about
my feet.
I'm not talking about, no, it was his. We have been around you for years and never smelled that smell from you. That is not you. Stop fucking taking that bullet for him.
They can sometimes.
No. This was fucking putrid. Okay. And didn't I text one of you guys? And I was like, what is that fucking smell?
You did. You put it in a chat.
Jesus Christ.
And all I smelled was just fucking dirty feet for the rest of the night. Mm. And I'm like, how can you fucking be in a closed coffin?
That's
smelling
what I don't
that.
Understand the bullies. Like, they have to have really good hygiene because that's a lot of bullies.
Their bus smells good. Their bus is, it's probably because Jack has OCD and cleans like
religiously.
Oh. All the time. And he's always lighting candles. Like, I was like, you guys' bus
Jack.
Is
he
nice.
Lights candles?
Jack's very...
Jack cooked the other night. Jack is actually a really good cook.
Jack is very in touch with his feminine side. And he is like...
God, don't say that. Cut that out. You
know,
you got in trouble for that.
Leave it. No. Absolutely fucking leave it. Because you can say that a man is in touch with their feminine side and it not be a fucking insult. I am so tired of...
The internet
trying to twist everything you say. And when literally... He's in touch with his feminine side. He loves to clean. He loves to cook. He lights fucking candles. Men don't do that. No. So what the fuck else is he in touch with his feminine side? So no, leave it, Jason. God, I'm so tired of the internet, dude. Like, literally not going to fucking run my shit at all. And I'm not going to change who I am and what things I say just because people fucking want to try to twist it. Jack Fowler is all man, baby. Fucking he is
yes,
a guitar. So. He used to be a guitarist for fucking Sleeping with Sirens. He is married to the hottest bitch named Lo.
She's so hot.
Best
and
tits ever.
He is all man. So, and trust me, he would not fucking care if I said that to him.
No. He's one of the girls, remember?
He says it all the time.
The girls,
yeah. And my husband is in touch with his feminine side. He loves to fucking hang out with girls. You ask Jelly who he wants to hang out with, a room full of dudes or a room full of females, he's going to say, I want to hang out with the bitches. Literally. Hands down, every time. There's nothing wrong with that. You can still be a man and be in touch with your feminine side. There's nothing wrong with it.
Someone wants to know our take on aliens.
I believe they're real.
Mm-hmm. I think they probably left this bitch because they saw how ghetto it was.
I saw a UFO because I grew up in Vegas. I saw a UFO when I was a little girl. We were driving on the freeway, I-15. I looked up in the fucking sky. There was a huge, it was black, huge black, like.
Was it like what you think of a sphere or was it just a shape? Or
it looked like almost like a fighter jet, but bigger.
Okay.
But it wasn't a fighter jet because this motherfucker, literally, I was like, hey, what is that in the sky? Talking to my parents. And it fucking went like, it did a zigzag like this. And then whoosh, I'm talking like took off like into, you couldn't see it anymore. It was the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And you still remember it so vividly.
Oh, absolutely. But Vegas is also very close to Area 51.
Yeah.
So we've always had like alien activity and like weird shit out there.
That's
so
crazy. I definitely fully believe in it. I feel like also I slightly believe in the fact that like a lot of like alien stuff that we see is also future.
Yeah.
You know, like people coming back, like time travel.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell me in like 3,000 years there's not. Time travel.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, that kind of thing. I also feel like shooting stars are aliens. Just saying.
Don't ruin my vibe of wishing on a shooting star.
Fucking Roger.
That if a shooting star is an alien, then what's a comet?
I'm just saying, I think shooting stars are.
I did see one in Hendersonville one time. It was green. And it, like, it was like a flash of light. Then it, like, spiraled down and then disappeared. And I was on the phone with my dad.
I love
that. He remembers it, too.
I love shooting stars. Those are my favorite.
No, that didn't look like a shooting star. No. That looked like some type of alien shit. It was not a shooting star.
I got a shooting star in my wazoo.
I knew. It was like something with your asshole.
Is a wazoo an asshole or a vagina?
Vagina.
Oh.
Whole new meaning.
Yeah. What's your least favorite food at Thanksgiving dinner?
Mm. Fucking fruit salad.
People still make that?
Barf.
I don't like stuffing.
Let me guess. About? You like fruit salad?
Texture thing.
What are we talking about fruit salad?
Fruit salad is like all the different fruits mixed with fucking whipped cream. And like the texture touching. Is just...
Absolutely not. I thought you were talking about the Jell-O one.
No.
The green Jell-O even with worse. The fruit in it.
That's disgusting right. too. I can't do Jell-Os with fruit in it. It grosses me out so much.
Are you serious? Jell-O? The green Jell-O with the fruit in it?
I can't do it. So I can't delicious. Do it, Captain.
I don't like most Thanksgiving food, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I love, like...
Favorite time of the year.
Yeah, I love... See, I don't eat turkey anymore because it makes me fucking deathly tired, but I love a good turkey and fucking a ham, and I don't
Jason
even eat ham.
Jason puts his in a bowl. So mm-hmm. he, like, makes this mixture every year. It's, like, turkey and gravy and mac salad because my dad makes an amazing macaroni salad. Mm. And the stuffing and blah, blah, blah. And then he just mixes it in a bowl like a casserole. And eats it.
You know what my favorite is after Thanksgiving, making the turkey cranberry stuffing sandwiches.
Yes.
Oh God, they're so yes. good. So good. Fucking
see,
good.
I don't like those my food Vegas, touching.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm the
that's
reason
an OCD my, thing
I'm
too.
I'm the reason both my families have the divider plates.
Yeah.
At holidays because of me.
Bailey is the same way. That's really? A Gemini trait.
My grandpa, like, will put his corn and his mashed potatoes and, like, just everything together.
That's how Jay is. He loves it. I can't even. Smorgasbord.
Since mm-hmm. I was little, I couldn't even have, like, cake and ice cream together at, like, birthday parties.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat it.
I love cake and ice cream together.
I do like cake. So like good. The ice cream cakes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's some That's things different. I don't like mixed together, but there are some things that I can handle.
And I have to eat things one at a time.
You're just slightly
weird. We know what we know what I am.
The unknown. You finish each like thing and then move on to the next.
I think
I kind of do that.
So like I always have to eat the fries first. I think I eat like what I don't want to eat cold the most.
Oh, okay.
Like I know I will never eat cold fries, so I'm gonna eat that first. Like if a burger is a little cold, I can eat that last.
I always eat my fries.
Oh, I hate cold meat. I can't do cold meat unless it's like super cold chicken and I can like eat it in a sandwich or something like that.
Tabitha wants to know where we see ourselves in 3 years.
Look, I think ever since 2020, I cannot see the future anymore at all. I don't know what happened that year, but I literally like stopped being able to envision the future. So I've just been trying to live in the moment.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Not even worry about the future anymore. Like I think I used to worry so much about the future
anxiety.
That I couldn't live in the moment and I was missing everything. And now I feel like I'm the opposite and I love it way more.
Yeah, it changed my perspective when someone said anxiety is worrying about the future and depression is worrying about the past. Yeah. That has like completely blown my mind. And now like I realize like, you know, I do have anxiety when I didn't realize I had anxiety. I always said I didn't. I struggle really badly with my depression, but I realize when I'm not in my depression, I'm in my anxiety.
Oh, yeah, same. Mm-hmm. It's always like this is the happiest I've been in a long fucking time. I don't want to jinx it, but I had to do a fucking ton of diet changes. I had to fucking like really fight to get here. But before it was either fucking fight or flight. It was either fucking I'm fighting for my life or I'm fucking scared to be that I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. Like there was no fucking in between.
So I think for me, my 3 year is just like our next step in all of our lives.
Yeah.
For the business, everything for our lives.
We've just built something so cool and so sustainable. We're just kind of riding this wave. And the problem is with the podcast, this might be me being a little vulnerable, but with a podcast space, we don't have a lot of fucking options, you know? So I'm trying to pave a way and trying to do my own thing, even though people are telling me no left and right. I'm like, no, I've really built something here. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So when that time comes, you know, maybe this will evolve into a TV show or a late night talk show or something like that. And that's our goal. People keep telling me you can't do it. So the more they tell me I can't do it, the more I'm going to
hold my
fucking
beer, bitch.
Yeah. The more they also told me I couldn't make money doing a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, we figured that out. Now what's next? You know, so.
It's really cool to talk about the podcast to people because I think for a long time I wasn't sure how to talk about the podcast. Mm-hmm. You too. Like, I think both of us were always just like, well, it's a podcast. because it was so new. People didn't understand. When you say podcast now and you get to say you are one of the number one podcasts, yeah, it's even fucking cooler.
Yeah.
You don't just get to say, oh, I'm going, everyone has a fucking podcast, but not everyone gets to say it's one of the number one podcasts in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's so cool.
No, we're definitely kicking ass over here, mm-hmm, and I'm proud.
Next 3 years is going to be a big step. And I think you and I even talked today was mm-hmm. like, we began to see the shift mm-hmm. in this. And how different things are going to start becoming. Like, someone stopped by my salon today and, like,
yeah,
you know, it's becoming a little more real. Like, you even, you know, you get noticed a lot. Yeah,
I get noticed everywhere.
A lot.
It's crazy. Where did I get Jimmy John's the other day?
Yeah that's literally hilarious. Just
walk in looking terrible. And there she goes, I know you. And I was like, can I have a number 4?
Somebody actually, that's a question that somebody has, is how are you guys handling the fame?
Oh.
How are you handling becoming famous with people knowing who you are and who you know?
That's hard for me because
I think it depends on the people that we do meet. Because there's some that are like,
oh my God, I cool love some
and
people.
So nice, yeah, and stuff. Like, but there's people that kind of really push it and almost like get scary almost. Yeah. That's where I get scared. Mm-hmm. But the ones that are super cool and just like, you
I
know,
love when people actually come up and say hi versus like staring and whispering from afar. I think that,
or DMing you after, yeah, you leave. Yeah. Like, yeah, I saw you and you're like, why didn't you come say hi? Yeah.
I do ask people, I'm like, if you're gonna see me and like if you plan on messaging me later, please just say hi at that time, because I do have anxiety. Like, I don't, you know,
then it makes you feel like people are looking at you, people are talking, and I already, yeah, have that anyway,
but I don't want to be the person who's like, they're looking at me because they know me. I don't, right, feel that, because I don't feel like that part yet. But like, yeah, I was at Walmart the other day with Olivia and I had two people stop, and Olivia didn't understand it yet, but Olivia immediately was like, those were fans. And I was like, no baby, they're like friends. I was like, we got to meet new friends.
Yeah,
because I don't, I feel like that's a weird word to use.
Yeah, I never no, ever call like my that following fans. I no, always call you guys followers, family, or something like that. But yeah, I don't know. I think it still hasn't hit me that I'm famous. Mm-hmm. I don't, my husband gets so mad at me because, or that we're famous, you know, my husband gets so mad at me because he's like, you need to take security with you. I'm like, I'm going fucking tanning, dude. I'm going to the airport. I'm going, yeah, you know, like, and he's like, I don't care. Take security with you. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm going to still.
But the airport, but remember that one time we went and we got stopped at least 8 or 9 times.
Yeah.
And like, crazy. We had the incident at the casino that one time. And like, I think those. Ugh. Those little incidents is like what makes me even realize when I stand back and look at you and what you have to go through, I'm like, damn, like, she's really famous.
No, I just don't see it. I feel like we're literally, I don't know, I just feel like we're all one big fucking happy family. And it's like everybody that we meet, yeah, is like an extension. And
it does. That's,
I just feel so blessed that anybody cares. One, what I have to say on this fucking podcast. And two, fucking about our family and our lives, you know. Somebody on fucking Facebook yesterday said to me, why is she always I'll have to dig and look, but she said, why does she never give props to the women who work with her behind the scenes?
Are you kidding me?
And I was like, I said,
the one who like forced us to have social media, like the one who forced us to grow our brands, like,
I said that to her, and she said, why does she never validate the women who work behind the scenes for her? And I was like, first of all, validate my balls, bitch, how, yeah, about that? And I said, secondly, the reason they have the followings that they do is because I forced them to, yeah, fucking do that, dude. Like, you, yeah, have to fucking, in order for, it's like all boats float, yeah, so in order for us to be this huge brand, everybody has to fucking show, mm-hmm, their talent, you know, yeah. Without you, I wouldn't fucking look amazing every day. Same with you. Like, you run everything behind the scenes. So it's like, I'm proud of the little girl cult, that coven that we've built.
There is
built.
So many people.
He's been very vulnerable. I don't know what's wrong with him. He's been doing this since last night.
Look at him pushing the microphone away. I like legitimately, that's the number one thing I can't brag on you enough, is that you bring everyone with you, because there's so many celebrities that you see and you have no idea what their crew looks like.
Ever.
I've met so many celebrities, have no idea what their managers look like, have no idea what their makeup artists look like, have no idea what their hairstylists look like. ever.
Yeah.
You are like, if someone was to ask, you like, and I think it's funny because in the comments, if someone gets us wrong of who we are, your fan base comes for them. They're like, excuse me, that is not her daughter. That is her manager or her makeup artist or whatever it is. I think that's so cool because you have really made sure everyone knew exactly who we were.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just can't imagine trying to fucking just only be in the spotlight. You know, like first of all, this kind of segues into something else. Somebody sent me a screenshot of somebody commenting on something the other day, and they're like, yeah, she's a fame whore. And it's like, all right, so let me get this straight. If I don't work and I don't bring in my own fucking money, which I have always done ever since I've gotten with my husband, then I'm a gold digger. Mm-hmm. But if I try to have my own brand and my own identity outside of my husband, because I'll never be just a fucking wife. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And no disrespect to the women in the industry who just want to be wives. I wish I could do that. Mm-hmm. My trauma won't allow me to just fucking do that. Like, I can't. I have to have something going on at all times. So it's like, if I do that, then I'm a fame whore. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you can't win with people ever. It's like,
you just
gotta do you. Yeah, I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. But what you guys don't realize is doing what I do has really helped my mental health, because I do suffer from such bad anxiety and I was suffering from depression. It gave me something to look forward to, but it's also pushed me outside of my box. The first fucking 4 seasons of the podcast, I would have panic attacks while I'm interviewing these people. Mm-hmm. Just recently, you can tell how comfortable I'm getting behind the microphone, you know? And it's like, I'm working my shit out, and people are like, you know, well, if you have such bad anxiety, why are you always in front of the camera? Because I'm not going to let fucking mental health rule my life. Yeah. I'm not going to be a bitch and fucking just lay down and die. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to fucking fight, you know, like I'm going to fight to live a normal fucking life. And if I can show people that, hey, just because you suffer from these things, you can do this too, then that's what I'm going to fucking do.
Yeah.
You know, so
I encourage everyone to go back on YouTube to her first season of the podcast and watch how different that entire season is compared to where you are now.
Yeah.
And and it's not even in interview wise. It's just how you interact with the person, because I think the number one comment you get and the best compliment you get about the podcast is how comfortable everyone feels to open up to you.
Yeah. It's, I love that.
Like sitting there talking to a friend, everyone feels like they can just spill their heart to you and be their most authentic selves.
Yes.
And I don't think people realize that hasn't always been as easy. Like before, it was like she would have notes on her phone and she would go through the notes. There was one podcast, and I'm wondering if anyone can find it, where you accidentally deleted your notes.
Oh, fuck.
And you went in full panic mode.
Yeah.
And you just kind of and then you just kept rolling with it. And I think that was such a crucial moment to me also to witness, because at that moment it's just like your anxiety, you had no other choice but to just freeball it. And that's exactly what you needed to do now, was just to freeball it. You never pull out your phone during a podcast unless there was something specific you needed to know.
I rarely, so, and that's a good point to prove, is like, I rarely have notes for people's podcasts. Whenever I created this podcast, I wanted to make it a safe space for people to come and tell their stories, because one, people were telling my story for me, and I fucking, that's why I made this podcast, because I was like, no, you motherfuckers are telling it wrong. I'm going to tell my story. So, you know, when guests come on, yes, I'll do a little bit of research, but one, I never research people's drama ever. Like, and that is my mistake, because the field that I'm in, fucking there, and some of the guests that I have on do have drama, but that I care about their survival story. I care about where they came from. I care about like how they conquered shit, how they fucking beat addiction, how they fucking got out of that abusive relationship. You know, I don't give a fuck about who they're beefing with on the fucking internet, dude. I got enough shit going on in my life. I don't fucking get involved in people's drama, period. Has the fucking drama came out on the fucking podcast and I've had to get involved in it, because my biggest fault is always taking people for their word, you know? Yes. And I always like, when you're sitting here talking to me, you're my friend.
But I don't feel like you take them for their word.
Right.
You give them a platform to speak their story.
Side, right.
Their story and their side does not always mean you agree with them.
Right.
You have in the past just sat there and let that person tell their story, and move on, and people assume that is you taking their side
right
in that story, which is by no means
right true. Well, like if I make the wrong comment or if I nod in agreement, I get, you know, in trouble for that. Yeah. But it's more like when somebody's sitting in on my couch, they're my friend in that moment. And mm-hmm. I, and sometimes I have relationships with these people before they come on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I consider us having a friendship. So I'm always going to have my friends back.
Yeah.
You know, if they're telling me somebody's fucking bullying them or fucking isn't treating them good, I'm going to be like, damn, what a fucking asshole. Yeah. You know, like that's what your fucking best friend or your homie would say to you. Definitely. Any of my girls that come to me and they're like, hey, this person's doing this to me, I'm like, what the fuck is their problem?
Yeah.
You know, like that's just how I am. So I think a lot of that gets misconstrued, and fucking, of course, the internet just takes shit and fucking runs with yes. it, you know, and
creates their own narrative.
In reality, like, it's just me trying to fucking get this person's story out and not fucking I don't want to control their narrative. Mm-mm. You know, so when you were talking about how I always had the notes and stuff like that, and I don't do that anymore. No, it's like
I love the dynamic shift. I think that was such a crucial point in the podcast. Was when you deleted that and you realized I can do this without it.
Like, yeah.
I don't fucking need notes.
Yes.
You just watched from that moment on, you just progressively stopped looking at it because I think it gave you that confidence of knowing, like, I don't have to actually do that.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be an interviewer.
Yes.
I'm not an interviewer. Like, I'm not going to sit here and drill you with questions unless I really fucking want to know something.
Conversation.
Yeah. Like, this interview. Is a conversation. I want you to tell your side. And then as questions organically come up, that's what I'm gonna ask mm-hmm. you. Nothing is staged on this podcast.
No,
at all.
Not at all, bro.
Nothing. Yeah. And another thing is you know, sometimes my team will come to me and they'll be like, do you want to edit that out? And I'll be like, no, leave it in. And then it fucking, of course, it bites me in my ass. But I try to keep it as real and as G as possible. Mm-hmm. And you know, and some of you guys love me for that, and I love you guys for being able to see my intentions, because with everything in life, I really believe that intention is everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and then some of you guys try to twist it and make it seem like my intentions aren't pure, and I don't really give a fuck. You guys are going to come up with whatever you want to anyways. Yeah. But
can't control the internet.
Yeah. But just so you have a little bit of those tidbits of behind the scenes of the podcast, you know, so maybe you guys can understand how it runs now and how I run my business.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that.
You got one? I'm dying over here. Yeah, something completely different. What do you listen to while you're getting ready? Hair and makeup. Nickelback.
Just Nickelback, everything. Yeah, MGK. Nickelback, Machine Gun Kelly. Mm-hmm. I love rock, like classic rock, regular rock.
Occasionally it'll get weird.
Yeah, sometimes I'll fucking put on like Belinda Carlisle and fucking like some oldies and shit. I'll fucking start pumping out the 80s playlist.
But yeah, the 80s.
Yeah.
Come out once in a while.
I mean, we listen to everything. It just depends on what mood we're in.
What is something like must-haves you have in your like purse or nightstand? Medical kit, bro.
I've gotten better at it. So that was a part of my OCD that's kind of morphed whenever I was going through those health problems in the beginning of the year. I would carry around a blood pressure cuff, a fucking...
We always thought it was her vibrator going off and it was just her blood pressure cuff.
Blood sugar tester, pulse oxometer, fucking... I don't even have asthma, but I would carry around a fucking inhaler, EpiPen. I mean, you name it. I still have a few of those items in my purse as we speak right now, but like... I don't travel with the blood sugar kit anymore because now I know, like, if I feel like my blood sugar gets high, I just fucking pound a bunch of water mm-hmm. or eat a banana and I'm good.
Yep.
And yeah. So what about you guys?
I don't know. I'm not one to really.
Do you even carry a purse? You don't carry a purse.
We have backpacks.
Okay.
We both carry backpacks. And mine is like.
Like the lesbians that you are.
Bisexual.
Like the bisexuals that you aspire to be.
Little mini backpacks are a bisexual thing. I will put it out there. Like you
I just always like it because it's out of the way. I don't like to carry a purse on my hand. Like, she has a whole fucking toddler that she carries on her arm. It weighs like 50, 60 pounds.
Dude, we had to weigh it to get on the PJ the other day. And I was like, this thing, I think it was like 30 some pounds. And that was already after you had cleaned it out. And it's a actual toddler. I'm pretty sure It weighs as much as cash does.
What do people carry around in their purse? What are they supposed to carry?
I literally only carry my wallet in there. Everything else is just like collected from my children and shit.
I gotta be prepared. If shit goes down, I need stuff.
I'm fucked, I guess. Yeah. I have gum,
and
jewelry, every lip gloss product you could ever think of. I got
some scrunchies.
Powder.
That's it.
Yeah.
Eye drops.
Just the normal shit. See what I'm saying? That's what I have too. I mean, plus the medical shit.
The water.
700 waters in there.
Every time we travel, we used to get stopped for the longest time because she'd be like,
or her body sprays.
Yeah, I was like, is there something in your purse? She'd be like, absolutely not. They'd get to the bottom and just pull out like a whole bottle.
Or her Bath and Body Works sprays.
Listen,
always.
Listen, you can never be too prepared, and I need to make sure I can quench my thirst.
Not if they throw it away.
It's just nice to know I have it up until that moment.
Or the Benadryl.
I have it in my purse. I know I can buy liquid Benadryl in the fucking gift shop, so now I don't have to go.
Yeah, we found it.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. All right, let me pull up like a couple more questions.
Someone asked, where do we shop?
Where do me and you shop? Oh, that's interesting.
Literally Fashion Nova. That's it. Urban Outfitters.
I love a good Fashion Nova haul. And those motherfuckers won't sponsor me.
Yeah, they won't.
Darn.
Probably because I wear shirts that say I love whores.
You can buy that at 1620productions.com.
This is Mimi's little fucking clothing line that she started, and I'm very proud of her for it.
Thank you.
I am, bitch. Why wouldn't I be?
It makes me so happy.
I love it.
I really like it. I feel like it's been a fun little adventure for Jason and I, because I made a TikTok about this, but I'm not even joking when I say I had a Dell computer when him and I first met. Mind you, we met in 2011, and I didn't have Wi-Fi, so I'd go to the Starbucks down the road, and I would create T-shirts. That was like something I was really passionate about, and him and I always wanted to start our own T-shirt company.
I need fucking T-shirts now. Nothing. What am I gonna say on mine?
No, but like this vibe.
You need to come out with like a lip gloss or a lip kit. Yeah.
That's been asked too. Like if we're gonna come out with a makeup line, and I feel like we need to.
Yeah, definitely need to do a lip kit.
Yeah.
Yes. I think the bunny.
Kylie's out of that now, so let's fucking take that over.
Yeah, we could do like a liner and a gloss.
Yeah.
Because that's all you wear.
And it comes in like a little XO.
Yeah.
Box.
Yeah, a little titty.
Okay. That's where it turns.
Just fucking have to, you have to twist the nipple to open the box. Tune in Tokyo. What?
Actually, that'd be cool. If it was like a piercing and then you turned it and, I mean, I can see it.
How has each of your lives changed the most with all of the increasing fame? One pro and one con each.
I know a con.
What's the con?
People from my past that I haven't talked to since high school or 5-10 years are now trying to talk to me, asking me for tickets and favors, autographs and everything. It's just like, where you haven't even asked how I've been doing the past 5 years, but that's the first thing you're gonna ask. Or even asking me for money.
That's terrible.
Or having me like ask you guys for money. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do that.
That's definitely like a con for me. Like I have people ask me for stuff every fucking day. And I don't mind because I do a lot of shit behind the scenes. I give people to a lot of people. People have
no idea what you do.
Like, yeah. I give to a lot of people. I do a lot of shit. Like some girl, and this is not me bragging, but I'm going to shout her little boutique out because I thought it was so sweet. She hit me last night and she was like, hey, bunny, you know, I would love to give you some of my clothes from my boutique. So I went over and I looked at her boutique and I was like, oh my God, this is cute. And it was a girl who's like really trying to build something. And it just kind of touched my heart, but it's called Divinity Dolls. So it's shopdivinitydolls.com. And what I did was I went on her site and I bought like a few band tees because she had some really cute muscle band tees. And I was like, you don't have to give me anything. I said, but I did, you know, make some purchases just to help out. I was like, just keep going, you know, because I know what it was like to start a fucking business like that.
Yeah, for sure.
But the thing is like, I'll have people send me fucking Cash App fucking requests.
Always like, I just need help. Here's my Cash App. It's never.
But people I have helped already will like fucking mess. Some lady wanted her surgery paid for, so I paid for it, thinking that it was like a real story, which it could or could not have been. And this chick messages me a week later and wants like $5,000. And it's like, and then people get mad at you and they try to twist things and like say like, oh, you know, she did this or she said this. And it's like, no, that's not what happened. You know, like it's just crazy. So I think that's definitely a con. Or like people who gift us stuff and we don't get it because we're on tour or, you know, who you gave it to, what didn't work for us.
We have no idea who you gave it to.
Like, and then they get mad at us.
I gave it to a security guard at the front of the venue. That's not our security.
No. Yeah.
And they're not going to come to us and tell us about stuff like that. Like, so half the time, like,
we don't get the stuff.
Throw it away or take it or something.
And so I suggest if you guys make stuff for us, come to a meet and greet. And I'm not just saying that to like get your money or anything like that, but if you want to make sure that it gets in our hands, do it at a meet and greet. Don't give it to somebody at the venue, even if they're in the band. The boys are the most irresponsible people ever, and we love them, but they're boys, you know, like they're not gonna
and we're always keep up everyone's with stuff. So busy. It's just like they're like, oh, well, I'll just put it right here and remind him later, and then we always
somebody can take it or like
I think people also forget sometimes, like in those situations, we're working.
Yeah.
You know, that would be like going to someone's job and being like in the middle of their job being like, hey, I need you to handle this situation. And you're like, wait, I'm literally clocked
for like
in.
A coworker that works at a store.
Yeah.
Another state away or something.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, and by no means am I saying that to be rude. I literally mean like we have so much happening that I don't think people realize like that's actually us working. Our downtime is when you don't see us.
Yeah.
So sometimes things get lost and we are so sorry, and we would do anything in the world to like see everything that everyone wants you guys to see. But
don't paint us as the bad guys because we don't shout you out or we don't get it, or, you know, like you guys have to have so much patience with us. And yeah, that's definitely a con. But I would say, what are some pros?
I mean, the life that I've been able to have from this, like I was able to like, I just got a new house, you know. I don't think I could have ever done this on my own at all. I'm gonna get emotional. Wait, go ahead, your turn.
Cry, bitch.
No, I'm not gonna cry. It was a lot. Like, my house is like over double the size.
I'm so proud of you though. You deserve that. You guys fucking work your ass off. So for all of, a lot of you who don't know, Mimi's husband does my editing on these podcasts. So he's the one who makes all the clips that you guys see. He's the one that puts the podcast together. So I literally fucking just invade these people's lives every day, and they work so hard, you know, to just keep this fucking machine running for me. So you deserve that, dude. Thanks. I had to make Mimi go get this house.
I wasn't gonna, guys. I was just gonna stay in my tiny home forever. And like, we outgrew our house so long ago, you guys. I'm not joking you. For years now, Jason has been editing for 2 years. He's been working in our master bedroom
because
we didn't have a space for him. And now I have an office and he has an office, and the kids have a playroom and their bedrooms, and I even have a formal dining room.
Aww.
That's wild to me. Only
she came to me though, and she was like, I'm not gonna, I forgot how you worded it, but you were like, I don't know. She was gonna let this house go.
I was.
Yeah. And I was like, Mimi, get that fucking house, dude. That's
exactly how she said
I was like, you deserve this fucking house. I was like, you're miserable at your other house. I was. Like, take that fucking leap and just fucking.
I don't think people realize how much your home dictates your mental.
Absolutely. Health. Your space. Yeah.
I never realized that till I got into this home, and I realized it's so much easier when things have a spot, because, you know, like I said, we outgrew our house. So like, it just seemed like it was always messy.
You're on top of each other
all the time, you know, and Jason couldn't just close the door and work. So then he would get behind and work. And then he was working till 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you got the kids that are like right there, and our poor children, I know they're trying to understand, but they have by no means can understand that when we are doing things like that, we are technically working.
Yeah.
Both of our kids were born into this, that we work, you know, from home essentially. Mm-hmm. And they aren't used to parents with like 9-to-5s or anything. And it's hard for them to be like, at this moment I need to be working, but I see you, mommy and dad. What? Like, you can't be working if you're right in front of me.
Yeah.
So that's really hard on us. But I think they're getting there.
Yeah. But no, I'm glad I made you get this house.
I am too. You gotta come see it, bitch.
I know. I have. I'm the, listen, let me tell you something. I am the worst fucking friend you can ever have. I'm not going to show up to anything that you want me to. Birthdays, fucking holidays, nothing. If you want to hang out, you got to come to me. Yep. Like, I'm the worst fucking friend, but I will have your back to the 1,000%. Fullest. And I will fucking
You
push.
Make up for it in all other ways. I promise you that. Like, you are an amazing friend. If your sick, she'll check on you every single day. She'll send you care she'll send packages.
Or dumb memes.
Yeah, like, she will take care of you in all the ways that she can take care of you.
Yeah.
But she's not going to.
I hate leaving my fucking little hole. But now that we're only going to be 30 minutes away from each other. Yeah,
our houses are only 30 minutes apart.
Yeah. So,
well, then Jay, I'm even farther now.
Yeah, you are.
Yes. Right. So Jay and I just bought our new house and we close on the 15th. It has been, what happened?
Did you hear salads that? Moved.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was scared. Like the recording went off. It has been an 8-month fucking journey to find our dream house. And this is, it's so beautiful, you guys. It's on 10 acres. It's bigger than the black and white house that I showed on TikTok. And you guys will get to see it soon. I'm going to bring you guys with me while we decorate it and fucking, you know, do everything. We signed for the house on the 15th. I have six or eight days to get it together before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely going to bring you guys on this journey, but I'm super, super fucking excited about it. But pro for me, I guess, would be just fucking getting to fucking just feel the love from all of you guys. You know, like, of course, material things are always fucking amazing, but they don't bring true happiness. And I think what my whole lesson this year in this journey has been is I love giving back to people. Like, I love helping people. There's fucking people on TikTok that I see all the time, and I'll like send them fucking a $500 gift, or, you know, like, I just want
lady.
Yeah.
Remember when we were in Texas? Instacart lady. Like, that was just like, you just like said it like it wasn't anything. I'm like, oh my God, that literally changes someone's life.
And what happened? Like, I don't remember.
The Instacart lady in Texas when me and you went down there to visit your dad.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, she was homeless or something. And she was just like, she wasn't even like trying to like vent or anything. But she was just kind of telling you about your day. And you just literally changed her life like that. Yeah. Like, that was something, yeah, like, I remember, yeah. Literally almost sweet. Fucking cried.
Yeah, they actually ended up getting a house with what we sent them. Yeah, it was really sweet.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's what makes me feel good. Like, I was talking to a friend the other day, and they were like, you know, you make so much money now. What really brings you happiness? And I said, honestly, bringing other people happiness, helping other people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it just makes me feel so good inside. And that's how my husband is too. Like, God brought us here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if I can fucking make somebody's day fucking brighter and feel better about life, because I know what it's like to fucking, you know, have to suck dick for a living. So it's like, you know, like, I know what it feels like to be not knowing where your next dollar is coming from, mm-hmm. or doing things that you don't want to do to fucking make money so you can fucking survive, you know? So it's like, I don't know. I just love the fact of giving back to people. So that's definitely a pro. That.
We always adopt a family during Christmas, and we just found our family we're going to adopt this year. Aww. So I'm really excited. Yeah.
Like, I would love to do that.
Yeah. We always try. And I do it for people. Like, I don't go on the internet by any means, because I feel like people can just twist narratives online.
Yeah.
But we find people within our local community.
Yeah.
And Jason and I have decided on the mom that we're going to help this year. We seem to always like go for like a single parent. Typically, or if it is a family, it might be a family. But we, you know, we've done a local hairstylist who worked. I knew for a fact that she worked multiple jobs to provide for her kids. And we don't typically do something for the parent. We always adopt the children.
Yeah.
So we just ask them their age, their favorite color, and something that they need that is not a toy. And then we just buy mass amounts of presents for the kids. And that's what we're going to do this year. We found a mom with 5 kids who works multiple jobs. She's local to our community. And we're just going to give back to her kids this year.
I think for Thanksgiving, I'm going to pick like 5 families to like just send Thanksgiving dinner to.
Do an Instacart to.
Probably not Instacart, because that'll get a little hairy. But maybe like just Cash App them to get them the food or something,
that'd be,
you know.
Really sweet.
Yeah. What's your pro, Haley? We've talked everybody's ear off today.
Pro of what again?
Of just
like this life.
This life.
I would say, okay, so I feel like obviously I did make up before you, and I had like, I was doing like 10 clients a day. Like, I was like constantly working, and I was overworking myself.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. I would say I had like kind of no life, and because I was overworking myself to where I was literally like not healthy. Mm-hmm. And like my first meal would be at like 10 p.m. like every day, because I would just overwork myself. And I feel like now, like I obviously don't have to do that. I haven't been in my studio for like 3 or 4 months, but it's just nice that like now I don't have to like constantly worry about that. Like I have to do 10 people in order to fucking live. And like, I feel like now I can enjoy my life and enjoy like the moment.
I think you realize
I'm not working to live anymore. I'm just like,
but I think you've also realized your worth too, because I'm like, bitch, you need to hike your prices up, which bit me in my ass, but, but you know, like but, it's just, you realize your worth. You were working so hard for fucking barely.
But I've always been like bum. I've always been like that. I worked 3 jobs, like, when I moved here, and I've always been by myself.
Yeah.
Always. And so I always just like overworked myself just so I wasn't like, I guess, lonely or just like, I don't know. I felt like unproductive if I wasn't working. So it was constant. Yeah. I always was fucking working and shit, and I wasn't being able to like enjoy life.
Yeah.
I feel like, and now I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I don't have to do, I don't know. I can just
take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I think that's nice. Another joy for me is the freedom.
Yeah.
You know, I can take my kid every Saturday.
That was one of your questions was, do you miss working behind the chair?
Do I miss working behind the chair? Absolutely not. I get asked that all the time. And my number one thing is I cannot be someone's hairstylist, I found out. Like, that people feel like they have rights to every part of your life you.
As a hairdresser?
Yes.
Damn.
And I just don't feel like that was the job for me.
I get that.
Like people feel like you
literally feel like they own you.
Own you.
And I have to talk to them 24/7. So that's another, that kind of goes with mine. Like I don't have to, like I was able to give up weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like weddings literally.
Remember I told you I was like, stop doing fucking weddings.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I have like 4 this year. Yep. The whole year. Yeah. But like,
they feel like they have all rights to you.
Weddings, literally, weddings are the reason I don't want to get married. They're one of the reasons. And they would literally give me crippling anxiety to where I would cry in my car afterwards every time. I wouldn't eat all day. Like, and I have been treated so shitty sometimes.
Jeez.
Like, at these weddings, like, it's been fucking terrible. And like, now I just feel like I'm treated better. Like, so now it doesn't feel like I'm working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, no. I'm treated. Well, because
you
like
get to pick
human.
And choose who you want to give your time
to. Yeah, so now I just have, like, my main clients, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I love it because, like, they're not the type that's like, ew, I don't fucking like that. Or, the overly picky, crazy people. And it's like, I could be doing, I did the Grammy. Okay, this is a perfect example. I did the Grammys one day. And I'm, like, so high up here because I'm, like, I just did the fucking Grammys for the first time. Had a wedding the next weekend, and they literally treated me like dog shit and was like...
Didn't feed you, I'm sure.
Didn't feed me. 2 hours
didn't
late.
Didn't give you water. I think I remember that.
Didn't give me water. Like, literally, like, they made me feel... Help. And I was like, damn. I was like, I was such on a high, and now I'm, like, literally treated like I'm fucking nothing.
Yep. That's exactly how I thought. So I didn't like being treated. I don't even really consider myself, like, a true hairstylist anymore. I just more am like the friend that does your hair.
Yeah.
Like, literally. You're coming like, over to me, I guess.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, you know, I mean, if you would like to. No, but like, I am so much more than that. And that was such a past life. I've retired from that life. I will fully and honestly say I've retired from that part of my life because that doesn't serve me a purpose anymore.
Yeah.
I do so many more things now. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of all
your
these things I do.
Your photography is fucking fire.
Dude, your pictures are getting so good, memes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could never fire Mimi because I would lose everything.
Someone asked me what I did for you the other day, and I was like, well, how much time you got?
Yeah. Literally. Like, when I say you're my right-hand bitch, you are my right-hand bitch.
I don't think
Haley's my left, you're my right. And literally, fucking,
photography, hair, manager, I make graphic design stuff.
Yeah.
I fucking merch. Do all the merch stuff. Like, I am in everything to you.
Yeah.
Truly. And literally. I do, but I, again, I had to step away from that life. So no, I do not miss ever working behind the chair. Yeah. You could not pay me to go work behind the chair again. Mm-mm. I would be one of the other, like, if nothing will ever happen, something was to ever happen.
A dark days.
Yeah. Like, I truly, I have so many other avenues that I just enjoy so much more.
Yeah.
You know, with my clothing line now, mm-hmm. and like my photography, those two things bring me so much joy, mm-hmm. and like
sets your soul on fire.
It does. Like, and I love it. Like, our life that we have with the podcasting, and now that you've like integrated me into the podcast a little bit, mm-hmm. I don't think you know how much like I fucking love that. Like, yeah. I loved being able to be more.
You're my Robin. Like, I'm that, Howard. You're Robin, bitch.
Yeah, like, it's like so much more creative.
Yeah.
You've come out. I feel like we both have come out of our shell.
Yeah, you a you lot. You
forced us out of our shell.
Yeah, but I, fucking you guys a lot, dude.
I it's used been to crazy. Not even want to be on camera.
It would be her hand, and it had to be a good angle of her hand.
Yeah.
When she was powdering your nose or something.
She didn't even have tattoos.
No. Like, yeah. I was like, I'm never getting tattoos. And now fucking look at me. Everywhere. But no, I remember like our first video together, I even put a giant heart emoji over myself.
Yeah. I used to like, hate that. I would be like, girl.
And I think that comes from like always being behind the scenes, like my whole life. Like, I never was like in a camera or anything. Like, because mm-hmm. I was like, I am working. It's not about me. Like, mm-hmm. I shouldn't be in this video.
That goes and back like, to like Bunny forcing us to be a yeah. part of this, though. Was
because I felt like I had my own. Like, I would get recognized for being makeup by Haley, like in Nashville, because like of other things I did. But like, they would recognize just the name. They wouldn't recognize me for like me.
Right.
And I feel like now I get recognized. They're like, oh my god, you're Haley on TikTok. Like,
you're the like girl that smells like dick.
Yeah, like they, it's more like it's life favorite things. TikTok. Yeah. It's like, oh, you've done this person. It's like, oh yeah, but like I'm a person too.
Yeah.
And now it's like, yeah, I get recognized for like dumb shit I say
or the ribs. Like
the daily ribs, Haley's.
I literally got recognized at, I think it was like I was leaving a wedding, like I just did a wedding or something, and I was leaving, and someone's like, I saw you in a TikTok about some ribs. And I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking
TikTok. That is fucking hilarious.
That was so real.
Oh, it was 1,000%.
I didn't even know they were recording.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I was like, those are ribs, bitch.
No, she said this is a knee, a knee bone.
Yeah, you're like a knee
I
bone.
Knew it wasn't a knee bone.
I don't know what bone this is.
But then I definitely forgot it was ribs.
Well, I love you guys. You guys want to eat our salads?
Let's go eat some salad.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you guys for coming and doing this
Q&A. I have one last very serious question.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay, final.
This
final
will question. Do it, okay? It's very serious. Are you ready? This is for you, Bunny.
Yes.
Is your Christmas tree up yet?
Not yet, because we are moving into our new house. So as soon as we move into the new house, it will be put up in between the 15th and the 23rd. Don't you fucking worry, motherfuckers. I am on it. Okay?
Are we doing the Christmas tree competition this year?
Every year we have a Christmas tree competition that I win, that my husband swears he does. And we're going to, listen, maybe it's a tradition.
Do you think he's going to pull out all the stops this year?
He never pulls out the stops. He hires, let me tell you, my husband hires people to do his work. When you see him hanging ornaments, it's because I'm like, hey, babe, hang a fucking ornament so I can fucking put you in this vlog. But this year, all gloves are off.
Oh.
So if he doesn't do it hands on, I'm exposing him. Oh. You hear that jelly roll? Okay. Mr. D Ford.
Jelly roll has been exposed.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling you out to decorate your own fucking tree this year.
Ooh.
Love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Blonde. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Ow. Ow, you don't need fucking need a shave.
Is it your pussy hair again?
Yeah, they get like twisted sometimes.
How fucking wiry is your pussy hair?
It's pretty coarse.
Lord.
Of course, here.